Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
A lot of people, there's been a lot of social media chatter about how this game is just an exhibition game. It doesn't really matter to players. But what do you have to say to that?
Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, obviously, I think there's a lot of pride you must take in this. And, I understand the argument. We got 8 months of baseball left after this. But, I take a lot of pride in representing my country. I know all the Latin countries do, yeah. Japan, all these people do. And, I think it's important to represent your country. And I think people need to play in this. I think there's no reason why you shouldn't.
That's Nolan Arenado, and I can give the actuality credit by using something close to a Coldplay song. It's Viva La Vida. And the...
La Vida Baseball.
La Vida Baseball, right.
Yes.
But I
know, but
Viva La Vida.
I wanted you to actually make sure that we credited La Vida Baseball before you moved on.
Viva La Vida. And it is so obvious that there's a disconnect between what we think as fans, observers, outsiders, as compared to what the players themselves think about this, the way they're talking to each other about it, the way they're reacting to it. Follow their lead. It's not about what Keith Olbermann thinks.
No.
Or, you know, whether or not these games are on at times and we can watch them, or whether or not we're painting our faces or clanging our cowbells, whatever it is. They really care. And it just seems to me that MLB and a lot of the grumbling curmudgeons of baseball have an MLB exceptionalism here that doesn't quite understand that if, when you put it in the mindset, if this is the World Cup of baseball, when the World Cup rolls around, the actual FIFA World Cup rolls around,
everything stops.
And there isn't ever, even some of the biggest, most powerful, most expensive, established clubs on the planet don't say, you can't go play for Brazil. You're under contract to FC Barcelona. Come on. This is AC Milan. You can't go play for England. Come on. Like they know what matters to them.
I wrote down that USA basketball has more sway than USA baseball. That it is an honor for people to go be a part of USA basketball. And it should be an honor for people to be involved in USA baseball. But you're right. I can't wait for you to... We're going to have Clinton Yates on the show tomorrow. For you to bring that term up, that exceptionalism term up, and us to discuss it with him. There's a story, I haven't read it yet, I have it liked, and I forgot who wrote it, but I was thinking about this while I'm watching Luis Robert and Yoan Moncada. Think about what happened here. These are two guys who fled Cuba.
By way of other countries.
Mm-hmm. And now they get to wear that uniform. That's amazing. And that story, that's a major story in this. How does Yoan Moncada feel about that? How does Luis Robert feel about representing Cuba? And what must it feel like for their families, if they can see the games, to see those men representing Cuba? That's huge to see the impact of Shohei Ohtani and see, we all know how good he is and we love watching him, and he's a stop and watch player. But then to see him with Team Japan and see what it's like with him and his teammates from Japan.
Do you see what's happening with Lars Nootbaar?
Yes.
Lars Nootbaar is doing this pepper grinder. I don't know if that's how it started, but or what it is. But apparently it is a pepper grinder. Sales of pepper grinders in Japan are through the roof. And they've had to tell That's high so school dope. They've had to tell high school kids in Japan in their various prefectures not to do it because right. there are Japanese baseball police as well that want the children to be more respectful. So it's not just old white guys that are baseball policing. They're not allowed to do the Lars Newt bar.
And you know me, one of my things is I want the American players to have as much fun outwardly as you're seeing other players. And I think that there's been a movement to that. There's a video out, and it just when you heard Mark DeRosa and he was on the Score talking about like how he was going to build his staff. There's a video of Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Trout talking baseball at the cage. And it's just like, yes. Mm-hmm. This now I will say Mike Trout's really struggled. He looks completely messed up. And he struck out on a pitch last night where I'm going, "Oh my God, that was one that usually you hit 425 feet and it just froze him on strike 3." But just to have that respect be paid for us to be able to enjoy baseball for baseball's sake, not because it's the White Sox or the Cubs or the bird on the bat Cardinals or any of that nonsense. Like, just because baseball's awesome.
You said that with such contempt.
Oh, that's how I feel.
Bird on the bat.
I get really mad when, like,
respect the birds.
Where Cardinals fans are like, Cardinals fans or White Sox fans, we're like cousins. No, we're not. Yeah, no, we're not.
Yeah, one is like the really stupid buck-tooth redheaded one.
We're not cousins. Yeah. And guess what? The dudes 8 miles away, they're my actual neighbors. I don't always like them, but I like them most of the time. And I don't like y'all ever. So take your birds on a bat and get... Anyway, it allows us to enjoy baseball for baseball's sake.
The birds on the bat are cool, except they're racist.
They're the crows from a Disney movie.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.